Good morning. We're continuing Chayei Adam in Klal Chaf Aleph Siman Yud Gimel. We're talking about the different types of Kiddush Hashem. So he says there are three types of Mesiras Nefesh. So the first one is there are what's known as the Gimel Chamuris, the three primary avers in the Torah, which the halacha is rather than a person transgressing, even though we have a rule of V'chai Behem, but rather than transgressing, a person should give up his life for those three things. But as Zohar Gilurais and Shemichas Damen. The second group is Al Shar Mitzvah Shebetara and other mitzvahs of the Torah. Im hu betzino ein tzarek shi leharig umut lalaver. If it's done privately, this interface within him and the person who's forcing him to do it is done in a private situation, the halacha is that he does not need to give up his life. He does the veira because of a chai behem, and he does not give up his life. However, if this is al dosoi, if this is in a public situation, and the purpose over here is not for the person's individual benefit, the one who's pressing for the avera, it's not that he just wants to get a benefit, but rather he's trying to make a point to show that he could get a Jew to do an avera, that Jews don't take their religion seriously, and I can make them do something wrong. So then the halacha is, if it's for egam who prefer hesia, if it's public. Now, what is the definition of public? It means 10 Jews know about it. So it can be in front of many, many non-Jews. That's not called prefer hesia. Prefer hesia means that 10 Jews know about it. There is discussion amongst the poskim if 10 Jews will know about it, but they don't. I know that for sure it will become publicized amongst 10 Jews. So even though at this moment it's not public, it's only a few people seeing it. But I know that it'll become public, so that it creates the same result, that this is something which is a public desecration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So in that situation where a person is b'fer hesia, 10 Jews, chayv gamkin lehorig v'al yaver, he has a chiyuv to give up his life and not to do the aveira. Okay, now the third one, again, is missing in some versions of the chayavim. And this is something called Shas HaShmad. So Shas HaShmad is when not that one individual person is trying to make him do the Avera, but this has become a time where there is a specific attempt to eradicate Yiddishkeit. They're trying to eradicate Yiddishkeit or Yiddin. When a group is declaring a destructive act on Klal Yisrael, a person has to give himself up, even in a situation of sin, even though it's not public, it's private. And the action which he's being asked to do, the Gemara says that even if it's in a situation which is private, not public, and even if we're talking about it's only a minig. So the minig they had was that they did not wear red shoelaces, because that was considered too gaudy and too flashy for a Jew to wear. And the guy says, put on red shoelaces or I will kill you. If it's a shas hashmad, even though this is not an assay and it's not allowed in the Torah, it's a minig Yisrael, and that's all it is. A person would give up his life rather than to change that minig. Okay. Then he says, so a person has to be familiar with all of these halakas which are found in Yeridea in Siman Kufnan Zayin. In case a situation arises, such a situation should arise, but in case it arises where a person is called upon to transgress under duress, how is he supposed to react? What is he supposed to do? So a person has to know the halachas. He can't say, listen, Mr. Groeks, one second, I got to call my rabbi to find out what to do. Obviously, that's ridiculous. He has to know what to do. So they lived in a world where this was a constant fear. The person should know these things. We feel much more confident that nowadays it's not going to apply to us. But that's not, we never should be so confident. The person should be familiar with these halachas. That a person should realize that there are three different types of kiddush, of the chiyuv of a person giving up their life, the gimel chamuris, or any lav, any aver in the Torah, if it is in front of 10 Jews, and the goy's intent was to make a point, And in the case of the time of Gezeiras Hashmad, even a minute Yisrael. So those are the three categories of Mesiras Nefesh. Now, two points which he doesn't talk about he talks about regards to money, what is the halacha? So we skipped that phrase. I'm going to go back to that. And then there's what about if it's not as comes to fascists, but it's endangering partial function of his body, one of his limbs, etc. So what is the halacha in those situations? I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, Bezos Hashem. Have a good day.